Welcome to another episode, another session, another segment of First Fruits. Intercession power. You are unstable, as turbulent as floodwaters. Genesis 49 and 4. Reuben lost his birthright because of sin. It seemed his fate was sealed, and the inheritance destined for his family forsaken. But 400 years later, Moses prayed for Reuben's tribe, and restoration came because of Christ-like intercession. His descendants finally received a grace, blessings, standing in heaven right now is a pearly gate with the tribal name of Reuben. We've seen the price of sin visited upon sons and daughters for generations, addictions, poverty, hopelessness, dangerous situations that run in the family. But faithful intercession, powerful intercession, can change everything. Jesus has the power to reverse every generational curse. He holds the key to turn away death, loss of inheritance. He causes multiplication. He wants you to be multiplied. Regardless of what the past has held, our grace, our blessings can still be released. If we've learned anything from the story of resurrection, it is that it's not over even when it's over. In the prayer, Father, release your blessings on me, on my family. Restore the families of those whose sin has stolen their inheritance. Reverse the curse. Reverse the generational curses. Let mercy wash away the past and set them up, set us up, to receive a glorious inheritance. Resurrect the destinies that the enemy has stolen. Powerful intercession. Intercession power.